Conclusion. A conductor carrying current in a magnetic field experiences a force, and if the conductor is free to move, it does. The size of the force depends on the amount of current. The direction of the force depends on the direction of the magnetic field and the direction of the current. The force is stronger if a stronger magnet is used. The direction of force on the conductor can be predicted by Fleming's left hand rule, which states that if the left hand is held with the thumb, the first finger and the second fingers mutually at right angles, so that the first finger points in the direction of the magnetic field and the second finger in the direction of current, then the thumb points in the direction of motion.